You are listening to Time for Three, a daily biblical devotional for couples brought to you by Sam and Debbie Wood of Family Fortress Ministries. You can purchase a printed copy of Time for Three at familyfortress.org.
April 22nd, Regrets. Our scripture reading is from Joel chapter 2 and verse 12 through 27. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children, even nurse and infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep, and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land, and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you, and drive him into the parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea, and his rear guard into the western sea. The stench and the foul smell of him will rise, for he hath done great things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The trees bear its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never again be put to shame. In my marriage, I have regrets. I regret some things I've said to my spouse. I regret wasting time with unimportant activities. I regret certain financial decisions I've made. I wish I could spray these regrets with pesticide and rid my mind of these irritating bugs. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 9 through 11 addresses more intense regrets generated from past sins of adultery, homosexuality, stealing, addictions, and extortion. The devastating effects of these sins, like a swarm of locusts, can devour the fruits of peace, joy, and trust in a marriage for years to come. In the scripture for today, the Israelites are experiencing the severe but deserved judgment of God. The prophet Joel reminds them that the mercy of God is great enough to overcome the devastation and regrets. The pesticide he instructs them to use is repentance. He urges believers to mourn over their sins as they return to God in his way of thinking. He declares it is futile to become consumed with expressing outward frustration, but urges individuals with regrets to surrender their hearts to the Lord. God's unfailing love is so extensive that he may relent from judgment and grant a reprieve. He wants his people to ask him for help. He promises to refresh them. What a great relief to know that as we replace our old sinful way of thinking with his righteous mindset, he vows to replace regrets with new blessings. God promises to overshadow the embarrassment and sorrow with gladness and joy. He promised the Israelites that once they repented, he would drive their enemies away and bless his land with abundant provision. He will restore the years that the locusts of sin devoured. He will make up for the lost time. He will replace what was destroyed. Such mercy, such generosity, such unfailing love produces hope and rejoicing. Stop dwelling on regrets and start repenting.
If you are blessed by these daily podcast devotions, please consider joining our ministry team by making a donation of $2 per month on our ministry website at familyfortress.org or on our ministry app. In appreciation of your support, you will receive a free printed copy of our book, What is Marriage? Family Fortress Ministries is a nonprofit focused on enriching families through biblical teaching. More resources are available at familyfortress.org and on the Family Fortress Ministries app, which can be downloaded from the App Store or Google Play. Thank you for your support. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.